RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, as we always are. Welcome aboard Thursday morning, October 16th, here on The Fan. Golf tournament this weekend in town, the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Parney joins us at 11 from the golf course, where he will be participating in today's Pro-Am. He will not have teed off yet. We are not talking to Parney live on the golf course. But it's still gonna be a bit of a scene, I would imagine.
Party. I didn't know he golfed.
He does golf. Like,
okay,
he's not competing to win the golf tournament. Okay. They do the Pro-Am is all of the pros get paired with like somebody in the community, and they do a celebrity pairing. So Parney will be the celebrity community person. Last year, Ryan Odom participated. We'll ask Parney who joins him.
That's cool.
Should be a beautiful day for that. Beautiful weekend for the golf tournament out there. It is, against all odds, a VCU basketball weekend here on The Fan. Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock, VCU Villanova. Our series of VCU basketball player interviews rolls on today at 11:30. Of course, we'll get you ready for a big NFL weekend. Commanders, Cowboys, it's a rivalry. It means something. It should be a really fun weekend of football. You'll get Eagles-Vikings before that, which promises to be a good game. Do a little sorting out in the NFC playoff race. We're getting close. I saw the playoff graphic this week. We're getting close to playoff graphic time. Little early for me. I don't think it's time to be monitoring those numbers yet, but that's all right. And you heard Megan already. Megan, running the ones and the twos on Thursdays with friends. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I thought of you because we got the email that next Wednesday we all get lunch. They're bringing in lunch for everybody.
Yes.
Which I believe is the 9 billionth consecutive lunch that you will have missed here.
Yeah, I work my other job on Wednesday mornings, and so I'm never up here.
We
and
exclusively
so I never get the
do.
Free food.
Free
I think
food
it's personal.
It
I'm
may
taking
be personal.
It personal.
It may be
Bit
personal.
It?
There are so few moments of free food that you gotta.
I know.
Jump on them.
You remember this was like a whole thing last year too, because like someone would bring like pastries or something in, I would always miss it.
Yesterday in here was breakfast sandwich day.
Stop.
Well, that was because Awad lost a bet to me, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had bet him on a football game, and so with the return, the return was a breakfast sandwich. I have been picking the Commanders a lot recently. Spoiler, when we get to football picks here in 27 minutes, I am not picking the Commanders this week.
Take that
as a good sign. Take that as a bad sign. Mm-hmm. Take that however you want. You ever play the lottery?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my family has a tradition. New Year's Eve every year, we do like a little lottery thing.
Sure.
So.
I think lots of people do that because the headlines this morning, the Mega Millions is $625 million, second biggest lottery prize of the year.
That's crazy.
If you keep reading, though, the Mega Millions, how much do you think a lottery ticket costs?
It's usually very cheap. I don't remember exactly, but like under $10. I mean, $2, $3, $5. Sometimes.
I was under the impression a lottery ticket was $2.
Yeah.
It's $5.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Now, I get that $5 to win $625 million, like relative to $2 to win $625 million. Like it's not on my layout is less of a swing per se.
Yeah.
That said, we've doubled the cost of a ticket.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we double the prizes? What am I missing here?
That would be nice. Where's the money going?
I don't And look, I'm not going to win anyway. I don't want to buy a lottery ticket.
You could be the next winner because you said that.
Oh, I hope so. You can't win if you don't play, but you also can't win if you do play.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay $5 for a lottery ticket.
I don't blame you.
That feels aggressive.
I don't blame you. It's a scam.
It just feels like a lot. The world's getting more expensive, and I'm not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Was over at the coffee shop this morning. Cup of coffee, $4. I'm not ready for that.
That's cheap.
Plain coffee.
Okay, never mind.
Not a latte, not a cappuccino. Plain.
Compared to what I get, yeah.
Like Mr. Coffee, cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, see, that's another reason I like my usual like boba and coffee place because, yes, it can get expensive, but it's not as expensive as like Starbucks or something. I mean, it's a couple dollars cheaper than that.
I'm old enough to remember when Starbucks was becoming a thing and people were like, ain't no way anybody's going to pay $3 for a cup of coffee.
Now they
get
like
out
eight.
Of town.
Now people pay like $8.
We're begging for a $3 cup of coffee.
Yeah, we're begging for it now.
World gone expensive.
I hate it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. There are some things that are the same, like this show. It's still free. It's still on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
It still costs nothing.
Listen every day.
Listen every day. VCU basketball this weekend on The Fan. We'll get you ready for Thursday night football as well. All right. Little baseball talk. Not a lot of baseball talk today. Little baseball talk today. How dialed in are you with Humpy the Salmon? This is the biggest story.
I'm not.
In America. Forget the lottery.
What is
this
that?
Is the actual biggest story in America. The Seattle Mariners. You've been to the Flying Squirrels game. They have the mixed nut race. The peanut and the cashew come out in the costumes and come out with the walnut, come out and run around.
Yeah.
Which every city does a version of this. In D.C., they do giant president heads come out and
that's
race.
That's funny.
The Mount Rushmore
what
president.
What the heck?
Right. In Seattle, they have four salmon that come out and run.
Oh?
And Humpy the Salmon is the lovable loser of the group. He always loses the salmon race.
Oh, my gosh. What is his name? What is,
Humpy.
Why? Like
humpbacks.
Like,
salmon.
Okay.
It's an actual kind. It's like kind of the loser of the salmon breed.
That makes more sense. Okay.
And he won in the 15th inning the other night for the first time ever. And spurred the team on to victory, and they won. And I said, they're going to ruin this bit by having him keep winning.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he won last night. The team got smoked last night.
Seriously.
Nobody listens to MP. Nobody listens to MP.
They would have listened to the show and taken your advice.
Yeah, they were down 7-2 when Humpy. Well, that's not the time to fire up the car. You got to read the room.
I need to see a picture of this. Are there pictures of this?
You 100% do need to see a picture of that.
The salmon race?
We'll hook you up during the break here.
Okay.
Also, the Pope made headlines this morning. We got an American Pope now.
Okay.
The Chicago Pope. He was riding around in the Pope-mobile, as he does, in the square, and parading him around, and somebody yelled out, "Go Cubs," at him, because he's a White Sox fan. And he yelled back, "They lost."
Oh.
So the Pope's making time for baseball.
Yeah.
We can make a few minutes for baseball.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I like baseball.
Squirrels getting closer to opening up their new stadium next year as well. We're counting down towards an NFL game weekend, though. CeeDee Lamb continues to progress for the Cowboys. Latest injury update from Dallas is that he may be available to play on Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. I mentioned I'm not bullish on this game, and I don't think that there's a worse time to play the Cowboys than short week on the road when they're coming off a really bad loss. Oh, and also, this defense can't get worse. They're 32nd best. I shouldn't say that, though, because I lost that bet to AWOD at the end of the Ron Rivera era.
R.I.P.
I said the defense will get better. He said, "How you know that?" I said, "Well, they're last. They're last. They can't get worse, literally." But they didn't get better either. So there's that as well. The Cowboys defense could stay bad. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Sometimes it's like, oh, these are the trend lines, so the game will cut the other way. The Bears was that way, right? Like, oh, Bears have a bad run defense. You're like, okay, well, they got 2 weeks. Maybe they solidify things. Maybe they put some things in place. I don't have that expectation for the Cowboys this weekend. I think the Cowboys defense keeps being bad, and I think Jaden Daniels takes advantage of it. I worry the Commanders defense keeps being bad as well, and that's an issue as well, because this Commander's defense, I think that the scoreboard has been deceiving in how bad they've been this year. I think the Commander's defense has caught some breaks with some turnovers, some missed fourth downs. You know, both the Chargers and the Bears went for it on fourth down, did not convert in opposing territory, in the Commander's territory. And it wasn't really the Commanders making them miss on either occasion. It was self-inflicted. Those things make it look better than it is. I think it'll be a high-scoring game Sunday. I worry about this Commanders defense against Dak, who has been playing great this year, getting one of his receivers back. Real test coming for Marshon Lattimore for this secondary. I'll be curious, is this a week where they rearrange things? Is this a week where they change up the order, the personnel, the snaps? I think everything's got to be on the board coming into this one for the Washington Commanders as they enter day two of practice today. Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt will chat with reporters today, AWOD Radio. We'll tell you all about what happens there. He will be on noon to 3 today. Grant and Danny will drive you home on the Fan as we count you down to Thursday night football. It's Bengals-Steelers tonight, which I think the Bengals are fully out of it. Don't hear me wrong. I don't think they're coming back. No Joe Burrow, seems to be a little dysfunction. I think the coach gets fired at the end of the year. And also, it's Thursday night football, and crazy things happen during Thursday night football. We tell you that every week, and it's true every week. If there's one to steal, this is the one you steal, short week division game. Find a way to get Joe Flacco in some favorable positions. Find a way to get him throwing your great receivers downfield. We shall see. I'm still alive in the survivor pool, so that's what I know. I've withstood the Joe Flacco bounce last week in Green Bay, so he can do whatever he wants this week. We'll get you ready for a big weekend of NFL football. Good London game, Rams-Jaguars, to kick us off Sunday morning. Of course, counting down to the main event, the Commanders and the Cowboys. A pair of teams, the winner will have a winning record, and the loser will have a losing record coming out of this one, and will be second. The winner will be second place in the NFC East as we begin to keep an eye on playoff positioning. Long way between here and there, but it looks like it's going to take at least 10 to make it, maybe 11, depending on the teams that rise to the top and how bad the teams at the bottom are. We'll get this party started after a couple-week absence here. Gary Hess rejoins the program for our Thursdays with Friends. Excited to welcome him back. Parney at 11, VCU basketball, more player interviews at 11:30. We're going to have ourselves a lovely program. We're so glad you joined us today. Back after this on Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's time for fun to return. Remote fun. It's like in the pandemic. We had Zoom fun. Now we have phone fun with our guy Gary Hess, sports director at 910 The Fan and the voice of high school football here in Richmond. Another great slate this weekend. Gary, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Better by the day. Tell me where you're at here. I haven't seen your smiling face in a while.
Yeah, so I had a little incident a couple weeks ago. And I injured my right leg, and I thought I had done something to my knee, but it actually wasn't my knee. It was a ruptured quadriceps tendon, and I will not, Oof. I'll spare folks the anatomy lesson, but I'll say two things. Number one, I've learned that the quadriceps tendon is very important to the operation of your leg. And so I had to have surgery to have it repaired. I've got rehab ahead, but hopefully I'll be back in the building very soon.
Ruptured quad, and for people who don't know, this is on the heels of a left leg injury that you had right before that.
Yes, and that, of course, that seems like small potatoes compared to what I'm dealing with now, but the tendon is without getting too geeky, is right above the kneecap and connects the four muscles of the quad to the kneecap.
The daily double. Daily double, the left and the right. Hopefully get better soon. I'll be excited to see you back here and in the booth. But we're in great hands in the interim. Hokie Steve taking over game of the week duties. And on another fun week for high school football.
Yeah, this is a good week. You know, when you look at the fact that, you know, Glen Allen's playing Hermitage and Trinity's playing St. Christopher's and, you know, there's all these compelling games. Verina is playing an undefeated Hanover team. So you've got these interesting games, but nothing more interesting than what's happening down in the Central District this week as 6-0 Thomas Dale travels down to 7-0 Dinwiddie. It's going to be exciting times down there on Friday night, tomorrow night.
Two powerhouse teams as Gary Hess joins us on 910 The Fan. Gary, it seems like every few years the public school, private school argument really bubbles up. And this week, 6 first place votes for Benedictine in the poll. They didn't catch Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie's still number one in the fan coaches poll. But you know me, I'm a skeptic. I poo-pooed it for a while. It sure feels like we're talking about a private school trio here that are every bit as good as their public school counterparts this season.
I think you're probably right. Obviously, St. Christopher's win over Huguenot speaks for itself. I think it's going to be very interesting. We're starting to find out between those three private schools how they kind of rank among each other, which I think is another compelling concept. And comparing scores is a dangerous game. But, you know, Trinity defeated Woodbury Forest 40-7. Last week, Woodbury got by St. Christopher's 20-14. So this week, we've got Trinity against St. Chris. And then two weeks after that, November 1st, Saturday, November 1st, is Benedictine against Trinity. And everything I've seen leads me to believe that those two teams could see each other again in the playoffs. They have both been really, really good all season. But I think all three of those are legitimate top 10 teams. I think St. Christopher's, if it loses to Trinity, might fall out. They're right there on the outside looking in. But, you know, you can't in good conscience, I don't think, based on what I've seen this year, you can't in good conscience not have Benedictine and Trinity ranked in well into your top 10 in the 804.
We're talking about a potential undefeated matchup in November. We're talking about an undefeated matchup on this Friday between Dinwiddie and Thomas Dale, which is going to be fantastic. So many great matchups on this card. I love it. And you mentioned, I am intrigued by undefeated Hanover, and I don't know that anybody's rushing to put on the Hawks headgear and predict them to beat Verina, but I think we'll get a good measure of just how good this Hanover team is.
I think that's exactly right. Here's what I know about Hanover. With Coach Sam Rogers, they are going to be the best version of themselves more often than not. And I think you look at their schedule, you know, Freeman is a 3-3 team. They had a hard battle with them. They beat Godwin. They've beaten some of the other Hanover schools. So have they played a really tough schedule? No, they have not. But we're going to find out how good this Hanover team is, because not just Verina on Friday, but they have another game the week after, but then week 10 out of the 11 weeks, they play Armstrong, who's undefeated, and then week 11, I think they close out against Highland Springs. So
they do.
Three of their last four games are Verina, Armstrong, and Highland Springs. We're going to find out how good Hanover is.
Closing strong, to be sure. And you, 2 weeks from now, you mentioned the great private school game. That Thursday night, we'll get Verina, Highland Springs, which you throw out the record books when those teams meet. But why would you? Because they're both pretty good this year.
I was just going to say. And, you know, it's interesting. You look at our poll and you see undefeated Dinwiddie, an undefeated Manchester, an undefeated Benedictine, undefeated Thomas Dale, undefeated Trinity, and you see Verina and Allen Springs both with two losses. But, you know, if you peel the onion back a little bit, a few of the layers back, you know, the Springers lost to a team that's nationally ranked from North Carolina, you know, and they beat Phoebus 28-0, for goodness sake. So, you know, Highland Springs, and then they lost to Dinwiddie. That's, you know, that's an 8-0-4 loss. But Verina's two losses are to Maury. I don't have to tell you about Maury. And then the other was that team in North Carolina that's literally ranked in the top 15 in the country, and they played them to a 21-14 game. So, you know, not all losses are created equal, right?
Not too shabby.
So, yeah, it's interesting because the top, you know, if you take the top 7 or 8 in the poll, and, you know, 7th is Trinity and with an undefeated record, and then 8th is Huguenot, who's rattled off 5 straight since the one loss to St. Chris. You know, that's a pretty strong group right there. And then you got St. Chris right there, and you got At the bottom of the poll. I can't remember who it is now, but
you got Armstrong at 9, and they're undefeated.
Armstrong, and then they're undefeated too. Exactly. I think Armstrong is a threat to maybe play for a state championship in class two. So it's an exciting time. You look at, you know, Manchester looks to have contender status in class six. Highland Springs in 5. Dinwiddie and Verona and Huguenot in 4. And Armstrong in 2, and of course, you know, Benedictine and Trinity. I think you could get, you know, you're not going to get really good odds on if you want to bet on one of those two winning the state title. That's pretty much going to happen. So it's exciting, the possibilities of the 804 bringing some hardware home in about 2 months here.
And exciting, the possibility of us having games late into November, which we always love, of course, here on The Fan. Gary Hess joins us, sports director, 910 The Fan, previewing an exciting high school football weekend. And as he mentions, a lot of strength at the top of the table here. And yeah, we'll leave the rest of the people with the computers because it's the points and the home field. But it's certainly the time of year where everybody's starting to think about, where are we? Where do we need to get to? Are we going to be hosting or traveling? And for the, you know, the Cosbys of the world, what's it going to take to get in?
Mike, for years I used to crunch those numbers the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, and finally I was just like, your buddy who you work with at the Richmonder, Rob Witham, I finally just said, Rob, I'm going to leave that to you, and you just tell me who's playing whom in the playoffs, and then I'll go from there. You know,
line them up, we'll watch.
Yeah, that is the truth. And when you tell me what all the first round matchups are, we'll pick a game to broadcast. That's the way we're going to do it. Hey, one quick shout out before we stop talking about high school football. You're right. Steve Adams has done a great job filling in for me the last 3 weeks. Steve is out of pocket for the next 2 Friday nights. And so we are bringing in an old friend of the program, John Emmett, who is a familiar name to people who know sports around the 804. Currently does Virginia State, did minor league hockey here in town, has done Richmond Kickers games, he's done a lot. Arena football. Yeah, John Emmett's done a lot, and we are thrilled that he's agreed to fill in for me the next 2 weeks. And then Hokie Steve will be back for that last week in October, and then we'll see if I might be able to make a return in November.
It's popping out of the grave like the Undertaker there in November, right? When it's this is how the Dodgers are going to win the World Series, Gary. You're just saving their pitching all year, and then the playoffs starts. Actually, all these guys are fresh and ready to go.
Nobody will, nobody who's younger than me will appreciate this reference, but you as a wise and learned man, Mike. I view this as like the 72 Dolphins, the undefeated team.
Sure.
Bob Greasy in week 5 broke his leg. Earl Morrill comes in and does the last 9 games and the first 2 rounds of the playoffs. And then the week of the Super Bowl, Don Shula goes, yeah, Earl, you've done a great job, but Greasy's healthy now, so we're going to play him.
Hey, how about the Redskins in 87, right? Was that the replacements here?
Yes.
Taking care of business? And then off to the Super Bowl. It's not saying John Emmett is Keanu Reeves. I'm just saying he could be when they make the movie about this high school football season.
Yeah, John. So we appreciate John filling in. Steve will be back in a couple of weeks, and it's nice that the station has supported me, kind of finding these fill in play by play guys while I've been on the injured list. So
it's a deep bullpen here at The Fan. We love to see it, and of course Coach Chris in his usual seat on Friday night, so we'll look forward to that. High school walkthrough tonight like normal?
Yep, high school walkthrough tonight at 6 with Steve and Chris, and the guests tonight will include we got Tim Jean-Pierre, the coach at Hermitage, coming on. He going into that big Hermitage Glen Allen rivalry game this week. And Verona coach Marcus Lewis is going to be with us as well. So, got a few other surprises in store, but those are the headliners for the walkthrough tonight. How about that? So,
Battle of Staples Mill.
I've been sitting here at home, like scheduling interviews and doing game prep. It's like you do all the game prep, you get it all together, and then I just send it off to whoever's calling the game. It's like, here's everything you need. I've done my work.
He's getting valuable mental reps, I believe is the official coach's term on that. Gary,
not to mention the fact that it helps fill the time sitting in the recliner or on the couch.
Absolutely.
We'll get better. So much Netflix you can watch.
We'll get better soon. Great having you back on for a little fun, and we'll enjoy the games. Catch you next week.
Okay, brother. Be well.
Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan. We're back with more after this on your home, high school football, 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, we got ourselves a weekend, folks. Great football weekend ahead, and some nice weather for the Dominion Energy Charity Classic Golf Tournament down at CCV for those of you inclined to go watch other people golf instead of doing it yourself. We'll get to the part where I pick against the Commanders here in a second. You can't count on me to pick on the Commanders, but you can count. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Sports Talk on 910 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. We've got ourselves a phenomenal weekend of games. I'll be ready to plant in front of the TV on Sunday. It's that time of year. We plant in front of the TV. We watch football on Sundays with a little VCU basketball sprinkled in, first one of the season. Practice basketball Sunday at 5, VCU at Villanova. We'll get to that in about an hour when we air some VCU interviews for you. But right now, folks, it is time for one of my favorite parts of the week. Let's make some football picks. Dun 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 dun. That music says it's football time. It's you know what it reminds me of? The Christmas song. There's a Christmas song that kind of has that.
I can see that.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're not wrong.
Okay. It's Christmas every single Sunday when they play football. Merry football weekend to you guys. And it starts Friday Night Lights, 10:30 p.m. You going to stay up Friday night, 10:30 p.m.? Bill Belichick in California. Get out of town. Bill Belichick against Ron Rivera's Golden Bears. There's a lot of things Bill Belichick is getting that he didn't sign up for. Friday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, UNC at Cal. That's one of them. Cal, a 10-point favorite in this one. A lot of smoke, a lot of noise. Is this the end? Look, everybody's lining up to swing at the Bill Belichick pinata. Ready for a contrarian stance? This is the one. Upset alert. The fighting Bill Belichick's. Take your 10 points. Don't go money line. Don't be an idiot. But fighting Bill Belichick's in Cal, take care of business. Nobody does back to the wall like Bill Belichick, and it is time for him to notch a big win, except nobody's going to be awake to watch it. So does it count? Does it not count? Nobody knows. Phenomenal week of football in the SEC. Oklahoma, South Carolina. Oklahoma, 5.5-point favorites, coming off a tough Red River Shootout loss. Shane Beamer's crew just fighting every week, man. It seems like every week they're playing another team that's in the top 25. I like the underdogs this week. I like South Carolina at home. I get 5.5 points. I want them. Again, don't play the money line. Take your points. We're offering you points. Take the points. Big game, of course, in the SEC in the 3:30 window. Ole Miss at Georgia. Georgia 7.5-point favorites. This is the game where we see like how much is the Kiffin bluster and how much of this is Ole Miss is a legit title contender in the toughest football conference in America. I'm excited to find out. Lines moving ever so slightly to Ole Miss this week. It's still more than a touchdown. I think Georgia wins. I don't mind taking the points, so they're going to play them close. There's some phenomenal football being played in the SEC right now. There's the SEC and there's everybody else. I'm not going to lie. That's what's going on. Why don't we go ahead and pick the other big SEC game as well? Tennessee, Alabama under the lights Saturday night. Alabama's got it rolling. Tennessee has done a lot with a little since shipping out their quarterback, Nico Iamaleava, in that NIL dispute, training him to UCLA. UCLA's back on its footing. Tennessee's taking the step back I think we all expected at the start of the year. Another fun game. I do like the favorite in this one. They're handing out points this week, though, and I want to be a part of that. Tennessee by 8.5. Give me those points. Classic matchup that's on the rocks right now. USC, Notre Dame. USC making some noise that they're tired of it. They shopped this game to Netflix and asked if they played it at a neutral site, if Netflix would take it, just to fill up the coffers. Apparently that private equity money isn't enough to get by at USC. Notre Dame, 8.5-point favorites. Let's break with tradition here today. Lay the points. USC is just it's a lot right now going on right there. Give me the sure thing. Notre Dame, they're a power. They will be a tough playoff discussion, assuming they win this one. They've got some other big games later in the year. That's a tough playoff discussion. Makes me glad I'm not on that committee, because I'm not sure there's a right or a wrong pick there. Two state games this weekend. Virginia Tech football is off. Virginia football hosting Washington State. They're 17.5-point favorites. They're going to win. You're catching the theme this week, though. Take the points. Washington State hung with Ole Miss for a little while. I think this will be that kind of game. UVA is going to win. I don't like 17.5 points. Biggest state game of the weekend is in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Old Dominion taking on James Madison. 1-point spread in this one. Going to be fantastic. Chance for ODU to announce that they've arrived. Chance for JMU to continue its dominance and potentially run the table in the Sun Belt. Give me the Dukes. They've been grinding out wins. Some people say it means they look vulnerable. I disagree. I think it means they know how to win. They've got experience in close games. They've settled on a quarterback. I like the Dukes in this one. Really fun Saturday of college football ahead. And part of that was that discussion this week, right, of like, well, CBS let the SEC go, and now they're regretting it, and they're like, well, but we have the Big Ten. There's nothing that's competing with the SEC right now. There's some great football teams in the Big Ten. There might be a national champion in the Big Ten. Notre Dame might be a national champion. I think they're capable of it for sure. Oregon very much could be a national champion. Would love for Kurt Cinetti to be in that national championship picture. But you're just not competing with the caliber of football being played in the SEC right now. On to the NFL. Good London game on Sunday morning. Rams and the Jaguars. Pair of teams with a winning record trying to keep their momentum going. You know me. Weird things happen when you go overseas in the London game. Jaguars are getting points. I want points. I love Sean McVay. I don't love the concept of a London game. Raiders, Chiefs in the early window. Grab those 12 points in the Raiders. They always find a way to play the Chiefs close. You know Pete Carroll is going to do that. My pick of the week, the Patriots going to Tennessee to play the Titans. Patriots are 7-point favorites. Titans fired their coach this week. Normally, you get the coach bump, right? New coach bump. Everybody plays a little harder. Everybody rallies around the new guy. Culture change, all those things. The interim guy, all right. Stebby, you know, the black cloud has departed. But the opposing team's coach is Mike Vrabel, the guy who got fired from Tennessee. Get out of town with that. He's going to run up the score if he can, and I think he can with Drake May. I think the Patriots, easily cover the 7-point spread. I think they run up the score against the Titans and prove their point. Eagles Vikings, fun one as well. Eagles 2-point favorites in Minnesota. Does the Carson Wentz mojo run out at some point? It has to, right? They revive Sam Darnold's career. They revive Carson Wentz's career. J.J. McCarthy looked serviceable. This guy's got magic. Not Eagles personnel kind of magic, though. Eagles, such a good team, 1-53. They pull this one out. Y'all know what's up at 425. It's a rivalry game, the Commanders and the Cowboys. Commanders, 1.5-point favorites down in Dallas. I've hinted at this, and I'll say it outright. Dallas is going to win this football game. Dak Prescott is rolling. He's MVP-level candidate right now. The Cowboys' defense stinks, and Washington will take advantage of that. I don't think the Washington defense is much to write home about either. It's going to be about who can get their group right this week in time for a big rivalry showdown. I don't think that's the Washington defense. Dan Quinn talking about he's not going to make major changes. He believes in his guys. I don't believe in his guys. He's a coach. It's his job to believe in his guys. He turned that belief into an NFC title game appearance last year. Can't get mad at him for that. But man, they do not have the same mojo this year. I like the Cowboys in that one. Sunday night football, Falcons and the Niners. 49ers, 2-point favorites. Every week on this radio program, I say the 49ers have too many injuries. They can't possibly continue winning football games. And every week, some guy who I've never heard of makes a play and the 49ers win a football game. And they have Mac Jones is their quarterback. Mac Jones is their quarterback. Folks, I'm ready to be heard again. Give me the Falcons in this one. There's no way the Niners can win a game with this many injuries. Surely this is the week it catches up to them. We got plenty more to come, and of course a little basketball talk for you. VCU hoops on the fan Sunday, 5 o'clock. We'll practice basketball against Villanova. Get this lineup set. You'll hear from some of the players. We'll get you ready for tip-off on a big sports weekend. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Stub produces AWOD Radio. I think Stub adds a lot to the show, is a great person to have here around at Odyssey. Stub's stirring up trouble right now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Came in here and fully unprompted turns us against each other.
I know.
That's not.
We're fighting right now. I'm sorry.
We have beef right now.
I respect you. I respect your opinions. I don't respect this one.
You're not alone. And I took it on our sister station, 106.7 in D.C., mm-hmm. and I've been getting feedback from that appearance. Here's what happened. And you old head Richmond people maybe know this. When you go to a Mexican restaurant, they give you the chips and salsa. They also give you white sauce mm-hmm. to dip your chip in. I'm not from here. I've lived here 18 years now, so I've been here for a hot minute. That doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. That's not a Mexican thing. That's not an American thing. Mm-hmm. That's not a Tex-Mex thing. It's not a thing, period. It's a thing in two places in the whole world, Richmond, Virginia, and Tidewater. Mm. That's it. Okay, which doesn't make it bad.
Yeah.
They're regional specialties.
Yeah.
It is a beloved regional specialty.
It is, very much so.
We ran an article in the Richmonder that has garnered a lot of feedback. So the Virginian Pilot is the newspaper in Norfolk.
Okay.
And they ran an article about 6 years ago saying, we invented that here in Norfolk. And they talked to a guy who ran a Mexican restaurant in the 70s. He's like, yeah, that's me. We brought my family's recipe from this small province of Mexico, and people loved it, so we started doing it, which was a great feel-good story.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Richmond invented it. Okay. We invented it. The restaurant was La Siesta. Same year... Guy there says, no, I did that. He stole it from me. So we ran an article about that. The people in Norfolk have very strong feelings about this because we're telling them that mm-hmm. they're living a lie.
Yeah.
Which is it's tough for people to hear.
So is that true that Richmond invented it?
Both chefs who own Mexican restaurants, one in Richmond, one in Norfolk, mm-hmm. claim to have invented it in the exact same year.
Mm.
It feels exceptionally unlikely
yeah,
to me. That both independently did.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
One of them is lying.
One of them's for sure lying.
Now look, because I'll be in hot water here in a second. So let me milk this.
You already are.
Let me milk this while I can. I ride with the 804.
Yeah.
Here are the facts we have. Chef in Richmond says, I invented it. Chef in Norfolk says, I invented it. Same year, same general thing. I'm riding with my guy.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a Richmond thing, and the people of Norfolk have ripped it off. That is my opinion. Am I basing that on facts? No.
No.
But I ride with my town. What happened was, and this story got a lot of attention, I've done some appearances around it, and we've talked about it, and Hazel and I have talked about it. You know, Hazel and I are both out of towner, so I get that. Mm-hmm. I said, the thing about the white sauce is, it's not good. And people definitely did not appreciate that.
Immediately wrong. Jail.
Yeah, well, I'm not wrong. So we'll start there. I'm right. Y'all are wrong.
Okay. You have only been here for a certain amount of years.
18.
Yeah, like you're not native to Richmond.
That's
okay?
Correct.
Why are you coming in our hometown and telling us this is wrong?
I understand. I'm not telling you it's wrong to do it. I'm telling you it doesn't taste good.
It's so good.
That's the thing I'm saying.
That's
is wrong.
My favorite part about the Mexican restaurant.
It's like sweet ranch.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's looking to dip their chip in sweet ranch.
I'm not looking to dip my chip in regular ranch.
Let's make it sweeter and it's good all of a sudden.
Yeah, sweet, a little creamy.
Yeah, it's a hard no on this.
That my family would always ask for it growing up. That's like the one thing they would always ask for that.
Yes, it's a Richmond institution. I'm not demeaning its standing as a Richmond institution. Mm. I do this with rainbow cookies too.
Stop it.
At U-Crops.
Get out. Stop.
Look, it's a cookie. It's not bad. It's sugar baked. No, but here's the thing. It's not a good cookie. It's just a mediocre cookie. Everybody here, though, you got it for free as a kid. You're riding in the cart. You're tasting memories. You're not tasting good food.
It's not bad.
No, but
it's not the best cookie on the market, but it's good.
It's not a top 10 cookie on the market.
I can agree with you. But it's not bad tasting.
It's hard to name a cookie worse than the rainbow cookie, while acknowledging it's still a dessert product, so it's still good.
Raisin cookies. I don't like those.
Yeah, take that raisin cookie. We've got to find common ground somewhere. All these regional specialties end up going national. There's a reason this hasn't gone national.
It's our secret.
It's definitely your secret.
It's the best kept secret in Richmond.
And I'll let you keep keeping the secret.
What did Hazel think about it?
But Hazel's not from here.
Yeah,
that's
so
fair. We have common sense. We haven't been brainwashed by years of big white sauce.
I'm going to go and I'm going to ask everyone in this building what they think of the white sauce.
I need you to ask two questions. What do you think of the white sauce and are you from here?
Okay.
The results are going to break down spookily accurately.
Do some journalism here.
Put you on the job here. This is, you know, get over there on Mix with Wicker and Wild. They're from here.
Yeah.
They'll say they like it.
Yeah.
There are other people in this building that aren't from here. They're going to say they don't like it. Hey, what's not from here? He's from Northern Virginia.
Does he not like it?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it, but there's no chance he likes it.
Okay, we're going to have to ask him.
We can ask him.
Yeah, as soon as he comes in here.
No chance he likes it.
That's crazy. That is a crazy take.
Because I'm not against all Richmond traditions.
Okay.
There are some lovely Richmond traditions.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm backing y'all up that you invented this thing that's not any good. So I feel like I'm at least doing half of my part here.
I feel... You head up the Richmonder.
I do.
You advertise yourself as a Richmonder. You're a fake Richmonder.
Yeah. It's coming out. It's coming
you
out.
You like rainbow cookies and white sauce, you will be a true Richmonder.
it's two of my very, very hottest takes.
Stubb came in here and now we're fighting.
Stubb has torn us apart.
I know. We were having a peaceful morning.
Disappointed. We were having a great show. Parney's coming on. Parney knows. Parney's a real one. We'll ask him about it. We'll get his picks, as we do. We'll get this show back on track. We'll get you towards AWOD Radio. He's noon to 3. You're listening to Richmond's home for VCU basketball. 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
MP of the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, counting you down to a big sporting weekend. Commanders, Cowboys, it's a rivalry game in the NFL, and it's a high-stakes game. Winner's going to have a winning record. Loser's going to have a losing record coming out of this one. It's early. Things will change. But this is a big early season test for both teams and big opportunity for a pair of defenses that have struggled to get right against a team that is really good offensively. Dak's playing at an MVP level. Jaden Daniels, of course, playing very well when he's on. They'll both get a chance to sharpen their skills against defenses that have struggled over the last few weeks. We'll see which one can get right in time to claim the rivalry victory. That's Sunday, 4:25. Today is the Pro-Am out at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic Golf Tournament, great annual event here in the region. The professionals will take the stage starting Friday to compete for the Schwab Cup, but today they'll hack it around with local celebrities. One of them is Parney, who joins us now for his normal Thursday happy hour appearance. Parney, are you in the clubhouse yet, or are you getting loose?
No, I'm at the Diamond. I'm not allowed to be on site until right before. I caused too much commotion over there at the CCV. But I'm excited about it. And as you know, and as your listeners know, I've been sick for going on all close to a daggone month. So I'm a little bit nervous about getting out there and seeing what my stamina is. But I'm going to be with Tony Beasley, the third base coach of the Texas Rangers and a resident year-round of Bowling Green, Virginia. You've probably met him before, MP, at different Squirrels events throughout the years. Just a wonderful guy. Great representative of Major League Baseball. And then Tony Womack, who played for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Pittsburgh Pirates, won a World Series. So Tony Beasley won a World Series. Tony Womack won a World Series. I did not win a World Series, but I have three rings thanks to Boach and Buster and a bunch of guys. But we were supposed to have how do I say this without giving it away? A Major League person be with us, but he canceled on Monday. Did I mention who it was? He canceled on Sunday.
Ah, bummer.
Because he's got to go to the West Coast. So I'll just leave it at that. So there's something going on the West Coast. So Zach Daniels playing with us, and Eddie Mack, as traditionally, is my caddy. So Ed McLaughlin for all you VCU fans. So it's a good day. I don't know how you know I'm going to hold up stamina wise, but I really appreciate Steve Schoenfeld for having us out annually. We played with John Daly before. We played with a bunch of the other pros. Paul Stankowski today, who I've heard from a bunch of people, including Tommy Byron, who we played with 1 year. He's a great guy. So looking forward to a great afternoon. Get your tickets to go out. You and I are going out tomorrow. Did you tell your wife that, by the way?
No, I should be excited to learn, though. I make an appearance every year, so I will absolutely make an appearance out there tomorrow.
You're making an appearance with Parney tomorrow.
In the Parney Chalet, right? Is that what we're doing?
There you go.
Yeah, any chalet becomes the Parney Chalet if you just add a little Parney. Fun fact.
You're daggone right. You're daggone right.
I can't
move when I wake up in the morning. So it's a great tournament. Please go out. Individual tickets are important to the tournament. Dominion Energy does a great job with the Birdies for Charities. Flying Schools Charities involved with that. So it's a wonderful weekend for sports. We get worldwide attention on the Golf Channel. So please go out and support our buddy Steve and his staff and everybody at Dominion Energy Charity Classic this weekend.
And last time at CCV, so I'm not going to miss that because they've been such a great host. New announcement expected on Monday. I won't tip anything there, but good things are coming, and the tournament's hanging around, which we all appreciate, of course.
Yeah, of course, and I'm glad for Steve and the staff that that's going to be happening. I'll be there. I've got it on my schedule for 11 o'clock on Monday. Again, if I can move. After I try to walk 18 holes today after watching so much Gunsmoke lately and sitting on the couch trying to recuperate from my illness, that even the reruns of Gunsmoke are reruns to me now.
I hit that point with Seinfeld a while ago. Remember, they'd always show that in the evenings, and you're like, I haven't seen this one before. I'm out now. I've seen them all at this point. So
the other day, Goober from Andy Griffith was a bad guy on Gunsmoke, and I called Brendan Porter in Montgomery and said, okay, I got to get out of the house. This is too much. Goober cannot be a bad gunslinger on Gunsmoke. Goober from Andy Griffith. So how did we do on our picks last week?
2-3. The spread tripped you up because you had something like the Colts won, but they didn't cover. The spread tripped you up a little bit, and then the Lions did you no favors losing to the Chiefs. So 2-3, but we jump back on the horse. That's what we do, Parney.
Yep, for sure. I've been scared about it being a bad year. By the way, getting real quick back to the night that I get less sleep of the entire year is the night before the Pro-Am of the Dominion Energy Charity Classic for one reason only. Hole number one, the tee shot, when all the galleries...
Everybody's watching.
It's the most stressful 45 seconds you ever want to experience. I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, it's bad enough when I play golf when three people are watching me golf. I cannot imagine ever voluntarily agreeing to golf in front of 100 people.
Yeah. And they have TV cameras for us and everything. It was really nerve-wracking when Noah Kahn was with us because, you know, Noah Kahn's a legit worldwide star, you know?
I do know.
So anyway, that's already been on my mind. So for those of you that are going to see me over there, know that I'm nervous.
All right.
Until the first shot. After the first shot, I'm good.
Good vibes, and we'll be pulling for you, and I'll see you tomorrow, and you can tell me how you did. Because you put up some good rounds at this thing before.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a championship bag right here in the office of the Diamond. So, yeah, we'll be – Tony Womack's a really good golfer, and so is Tony Beasley and Zach Day. All of them are good except for me. But we're just really looking forward to hanging out with Paul and having a nice little 18-hole walk today.
Great time out there if you get a chance this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Road to the Schwab Cup runs through Richmond, out to the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. You will not regret it. It's a great time, and Saturday's looking beautiful. Should be a fun day to hang out on the golf course. Say hey to your boy if you're out there tomorrow. Parney joins us every Thursday for Parney's Picks, one of our favorite segments. And as I mentioned, you know, back-to-back 2-3 weeks, right? Like, just need one in the win column. Those losing weeks become winning weeks. We just need to build a little momentum here, Parney. That's all.
You know what it is? It's the fourth quarters that are killing us so far this year. Aaron Brooks calls it the bewitching hour, where wins become losses and losses become wins. And the fourth quarter has not been kind to us, except, like you said, I picked the Lions. Just not good.
Not good. That's all right. We got time to make it up. I'm gonna start you with my pick of the week. Patriots. Mike Vrabel returns home. Titans fired their coach last week. Not home, but he was coaching Tennessee for a little while. Titans fired the coach this week. Patriots are 7-point favorites in Tennessee.
Are you going to tell me who you picked? Or
I'd love to. I think Vrabel runs up the score. I think Drake May's playing well. I think he shows him no mercy. I don't mind laying 7 in this one.
Well, first of all, what's her name? Bud Adams' daughter, who's now the owner, Amy Strunk. And one of my best friends in minor league baseball is now the number 3 guy at the Titans. I've been texting him all week. It's a bad look. Like, there's a bunch of bad looks. She didn't even show up at the press conference, and the president of football operations didn't have a good answer. But anyhow, $1 million to nothing.
Parney outdoing me there on the selection. Eagles-Vikings. Carson Wentz been making some magic. Old quarterbacks go to Minnesota to revive their career. He's at home. However, the Eagles are still a good team despite back-to-back losses. Eagles are 2-point favorites in Minnesota.
Wow. Are the Eagles going to repeat Kelsey's last year and have a complete dumpster fire, or are they going to bounce back? And I'm going to go with the Eagles. Carson Wentz, I'm not a believer in, even though they have a quarterback whisperer up there that turns anybody good. The guy that used to be the coach, he was involved down here in spring training or summer camp a couple times, wasn't he?
Yes, he was part of that great former Redskins assistant crew, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time at Sinead's. Those guys didn't really work hard. We were at Sinead's all the time. I don't know if he was or not, but I know a couple of them were.
Well, every once in a while, they took a break from Sinead's and went down to tobacco.
Yeah, that's why my buddies from the then called Redskins called it Rich Vegas is what they called Richmond. Rich Vegas. Let's go with the Eagles -2 on the road.
All right. I know you love the Colts. We got our guy Mo Alley Cox. We got our guy Tyler Warren. They're the best record in football right now, Parney. I don't think they're getting the national respect commensurate with that. I think they've got the opportunity to do that on Sunday because they're going to L.A. They're playing the Chargers. Chargers, bona fide good team. Colts are 1.5-point underdogs in Los Angeles.
I forget what it was last week or 2 weeks ago where the Chargers burned me, but I think the Chargers are a potential Super Bowl team.
You're correct on both counts. They only beat the Dolphins by 2 last week, which is a win, but feels like a loss.
Yeah, we can talk about a dumpster fire for all you Dolphins fans out there. I'm gonna don't tell Mo and don't tell Tyler. But I'm going to go with the Chargers. I want to pull for the Colts.
Yeah.
But I think the Chargers are one of the best teams. And even though playing out there in L.A., SoFi is the nicest arena I've ever been in my entire life. I mean, that place is nice. But, like, I think they have to pump it noise because the L.A. crowd's so
boring,
nice. Right?
So, too nice. Yeah. No, you know, that's exactly it.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. California cool. It's, you know, with the glass roof and – it's so
palm
cool.
Palm trees inside.
Oh, it's such a cool place. And yeah, you're like, wait, we're going to play football here today? Nah, no. This isn't a football venue.
It's probably the nicest place I've ever been kicked out of.
Now, that's a party time. Once party time fires back up again, that's a party. There's too many other people telling their stories. We need a party time of party stories.
There you go. Well, that's one of the things I've been trying to do since I've been sick, is just journaling different stories that are just like my minor league stories. So maybe we'll do that. I am anxious to get the crew back together again, though, and do a couple more before we take a winter break. So hopefully we'll have time to get you guys together next week and do a couple more, tape a couple more party times. It's been a fun season.
Heck yeah. Rivalry matchup. Speaking of nice places, Jerry World, nice place to watch a game as well. Commanders visiting the Cowboys. Commanders are 2-point favorites. Cowboys have the 32nd ranked defense in all of football. That's last. There's only 32 teams. Commanders have the 26th ranked defense in football. That's not much better.
Take the over.
I'd say exactly. I'm going to let you do it, too. I'm going to let you do it.
I actually think the Cowboys are going to win and cover this game. I don't know why I feel that way, because Jalen Daniels is probably going to carve up the Cowboys defense, but I feel like that's probably going to be – you can mark me down officially as the Cowboys pick on this one.
I've I've picked against the 49ers every single week, Parney, and every week I say they've got too many injuries. You can't justify the 49ers. And every week they prove me wrong and make me look silly. They are two-point favorites at home. Mac Jones under center hosting the Falcons.
Well, the Falcons hurt me last week. Well, individually in my Parney Time business, the Falcons, I was not expecting them to play so well. But let's roll with the Niners. Mac is making them forget about Brock Purdy pretty quick.
I said they'd regret that Brock Purdy contract before the ink was dry. You got a great system. You don't need a $60 million quarterback, especially that $60 million quarterback. But who am I to tell them how to conduct their business? They're winning football games.
Isn't Brock Purdy like 3.7? I'm pretty sure 3'7". I mean, he's really short, isn't he?
And he's making $60 million a year to play professional football, partner.
I'm pretty sure I saw him on the four horse at Colonial Downs last summer at some point.
Parney time. Good luck today. Dominion Energy Charity Classic. It's Pro-Am Day. Drive for show, putt for dough. You got this.
We got it. Looking forward to it. Thanks again to everybody out of the DECC. And please, take your kids, take your family. Go out there, especially since Saturday's going to be beautiful. It's a wonderful experience. You'll see Ernie Els. You'll see all kinds of household names out there. It's really a wonderful event that Richmond's lucky to have. So, go ahead and I'll text you later, MP, and we'll get our rendezvous point picked out.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Parney, everybody. Parney Time is the podcast. Flying Squirrels, of course, marching towards a phenomenal opening season at CarMax Park. Coat Drive soon. Squirreloween soon. We'll talk about all those things. Unfortunately, we will do it next week because we're out of time. Have a great round. See you tomorrow. There he goes. Parney, everybody. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Closing up shop on a Thursday. If you're AWOD, you're sticking like 3 days before you got to get your Survivor picks in. I'm in. I've made my call. I'm going with Mike Vrabel and the Patriots revenge game in Tennessee. I'm going against the bump for 2 weeks in a row. I'm dangerous. You gotta watch out when it's the new coach, new quarterback, new coordinator bump. Joe Flacco bump last week. I rode with the Packers. Got a little nail bitey at times. We got there. I'm going to ride with Mike Vrabel revenge game with the Patriots and Drake May, who's been looking good in recent weeks. We made the picks already. I told you how I feel about the Commanders, which is not great. I like this Cowboys offense. I do think it's going to be a shootout. I love the over in that game. I've been known to be wrong before. One bonus pick. Thursday night football tonight. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. Joe Flacco, Thursday night national TV. The Bengals have talent, but the Bengals are a bad organization. And you always take good organizations over bad organizations in the long term. They're going to need a new coach at the end of the year. I'm very curious how Joe Burrow plays into that. I'm curious how salaries pay into that. NFL coach salaries have been going a little crazy. And, you know, that's a name, that's a job Cliff Kingsbury's name is going to be associated with. Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Burrow, makes some magic. On the other hand, he lived through some rocky times in Arizona. He lived through lack of institutional support in Arizona. I think people will be in his ear, since he may not be the job for you. There are jobs for you. That may not be the job for you. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, I think has the inside track to the bye. I know the Colts have the edge right now, and I don't want to discount what the Colts are doing because they're playing some phenomenal football. But, man, I think, as crazy it is to say, I think the Steelers may have an easier path in than the Colts do, which traditionally the AFC South, of course, is the easiest division. Now, games like this are where you got to prove it. We talked last week about the Commanders holding serve at home. We're unable to do that, right? So you got to make some road magic now, which they did in LA. They're capable of it. For the Steelers, you want to be the bye team. You got to handle your business when you are favored on a Thursday night. Random things happen on Thursday nights. We don't play Thursday night football. I'm tapping the sign. I think that's actually the first time I've invoked the rule this year. We don't play Thursday night football. If I did, I like the Steelers. But strange things happen under the Thursday night football lights with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Did you see the Kirk Herbstreit blowback, by the way? Because he did a portion of the show, College Game Day, on his private jet going from, I think it was Oregon to Texas the other week for the Red River rivalry matchup, the Red River Shootout, as it was formerly known. He had to leave game day early to get to the game he was calling, took his private jet from Oregon to Texas, and like they had an internet connection, and he was on College Game Day from inside his private jet. And that rubbed some people the wrong way, which, yeah, I get that. It's also, it feels unnecessary. Like, can we really not have College Game Day without Kirk Herbstreit? I don't know. He's intelligent. He's great on TV. He makes great points. I'm glad he's part of the show. Did we need Kirk Herbstreit in that moment via Zoom? I'm just anti-Zoom to start with. So I'm always going to say if somebody's coming in by video chat, it better be the president. It better be somebody really, really important. If it's just Kirk Herbstreit dropping tidbits about Oregon, Indiana football, I don't think that's as necessary. I think you can find people to do that. Let him get to Dallas. Let him get a good night's sleep. Let him call the football game. Just one man's opinion. I just feel like Zoom detracts rather than adds almost every time it's used. I'm not a Zoom fan. Guilty as charged. We're wrapping things up on a Thursday. Friday fun show tomorrow. A1 will get you ready for Cowboys and the Commanders, as we will as well. Rivalry game, high stakes, big emotions both ways. This is a big one for both teams. For the Cowboys coming off that Carolina game, it's an opportunity to get right. It's an opportunity to show they're a legitimate playoff squad. On the other side, for the Commanders, a chance to go 2-0 in the division with a nice road win to boot, which, whatever happens the rest of the way, allows you to be two back of Philly with three to play and still be able to catch the Eagles, which is all you're looking for, right? This isn't a team that needs to be in first place wire to wire. You got to be within two of the Eagles with three to play and hold the tiebreakers. And this is your opportunity to stake your claim to those tiebreakers. You heard Dan Quinn yesterday talking about Noah Brown going to injured reserve, which is tough. And he said it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the way he would have approached the offseason. You know, there's a little bit of hyperbole there. I think you still roll the dice on Noah Brown. He's not a huge salary, but he was such a big impact last year. I think if you can get some of that production, you do. Re-injures himself in the spring. You can't plan on that happening. I agree it was good to sign him. Also, you know, you got to get these young guys up to speed now. And for Luke McCaffrey, big opportunities as he's distinguished himself on special teams, which he has. Luke McCaffrey's had a great little three-game run here. More action, more involved in the game plan. I think that he's got opportunities to really work himself into the starting rotation and become an essential piece for this Washington Commanders team with this opportunity. Jalen Lane has been excellent on punt returns. Everybody in this team's returning. It goes without saying Debo's very good at returning kicks. But Debo, McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane returning punts, he's already taken one to the house. I would make the case this is the best 1-3 return unit in all of football right now. I think it's an outstanding special teams unit. Throwing Tress Way, things are good. And we just won't talk about Matt Gay because we don't need to, because this is about the returners. But I don't think Jalen Lane's going to be a regular, but you saw them work him in on some concepts. The less Chris Moore we have, the better. You're playing a roulette out there with that guy. It doesn't end well, portion of the time. It's a prove-it opportunity for the young guys. Big stage in Dallas, which is why I think Jane Daniels is coming to play and will get a measure of revenge and redemption when we see him on Sunday afternoon. Big Sunday afternoon of sports coming. We hope you'll join us tomorrow as we get you ready for it. Break down whatever happens tonight in Steelers-Bengals. It's a Thursday night football game, folks. Anything can happen, and I do mean anything, on Thursday night football, except exciting announcing out of Al Michaels. That actually cannot happen. We got college football tonight as well. Thursday college football is fully dead, folks. It's Tulsa against East Carolina. save your time, save your screen. Just go full screen with the NFL. College football on Thursday, stick a fork in it. It's fully gone. College football on Friday has become a thing. We got Louisville, Miami tomorrow. We got Nebraska, Minnesota tomorrow. The UNC, Cal late tomorrow night. They seem to have moved the Thursday games to Friday. Can't compete with the NFL, man. Everybody takes their turn learning that. Thanks for joining us for today's program. Thank you to today's guest, Gary Haas, back on the show. How great was that? Good to hear from him again. Of course, our guy, Parney. Look forward to seeing him out on the golf course. Best of luck to him in the Pro-Am today. We'll tell you how he did tomorrow, if that's the sort of thing they post stats for. Or we'll text him. We'll find out. Lots of good options. You missed anything, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. Otherwise, stick around on the other side. AWOD Radio, live, local, followed by Grant and Danny. You're listening to Richmond's home of the most Commanders talk in town. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.